Hello, this is Wildcards. We're very excited because, I mean, some of us, I say all, some of us are going to the Totally Wicked Stadium tomorrow to see Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott, aren't we, Mike?
Well, we definitely are.
Very excited. Are you going to be on the ale fret? I mean, you're going with Lizzie and Siobhan, so I imagine there will be some ale involved.
Casting aspersions there. I probably will be.
It's going to be a big night at St. Helens Rugby Club, but the rest of us are also going to have a totally wicked time today on Wildcards. If you've not listened before, seamless that, and also quite niche. So, sorry to all our American really listeners. If you've not listened before, the idea of Wildcards is that you've been voting on what we're going to chat about. Democracy rules, apart from when it doesn't. So everyone here has got a wild card to play, and if they don't want to talk about what's won out in the public vote, they can talk about something else from within that same category. No cross-category contamination. Those are the only rules, essentially. I kind of make it up as we go along. But with me, following those rules to the letter, I've got Fuad, I've got Josh, I've got Mike, and I've got Paul, and we're going to have a lovely time talking about the things that you've been voting for.
I've just been trying to explain the rules to Paul, and I feel like I did a terrible job. So I'm hoping he's understood it from your intro there, more so than me going round the houses with it.
It's a whistle-stop tour. I'd say when you spend most of the last 5 years trying to explain the rules of roller derby to people, everything else feels quite simple. Yeah. 76 pages, the rule book is. Anyway, LFC is what we're starting with first, and we're doing it a little bit different before the season proper begins, and rather than talking about LFC past and LFC present, we're just talking about Liverpool in general, because, you know, there's past and present are just concepts, aren't they? We're just going to be talking about Liverpool as a concept in itself, and your options were Fabio Cavallo, Darwin Nunez and Joe Gomez, and unsurprisingly everybody would like to talk about Nunez, Josh. Now it's worth acknowledging that this has been recorded before the Leipzig game, so there's a chance that everything we say here may become entirely redundant, we might be made fools of, we might be surprised, but hey, that's what we're in it for, isn't it? It's a pre-season appearance that we're all very excited for. What does he need to do to impress? Do we want him to get loads of goals because it's a big money signing, or does he just need to look like he's gelling a bit? Do we just want to see him getting a bit of time in his legs with Liverpool? What is it that we're kind of hoping to get out of tonight?
Yeah, I think it probably is the sort of goals conversation, because that's ultimately what we need him to come and do, is score goals for Liverpool side. It's not like it's a Liverpool side that sort of lacks in goals, but I think when you lose a huge source of them in the way we have with Sadio Mane, I think you do want to see Nunez coming and really sort of hit the ground running in that sense.